Hello, my name is Peter Verhaach, and this tutorial is an introduction to programming in Perl. In this slideshow, we will see two simple programs just to give you a feeling of the language Perl, just very few things that you can easily understand and learn. Let's go on to the next slide, the second slide, titled Hello World. This is the simplest ever program that you can write in Perl. It does nothing else but prints the words Hello World onto the screen. Unlike in other languages, like in Java, where you have to define a class and have to type several declarations just to print out these two words, it's very, very simple to do in Perl. It's just as simple as it is in a BASIC. It's just a keyword print and then a string hello world enclosed between double quotes, and then at the end of the command there is a semicolon which closes the command. So if anybody ever told you that Perl is a very complex, sophisticated language, don't believe it. You will see that Perl is a very simple and easy to learn language, and easy to use, and even though it's even very powerful language. Let's go on to the next slide. Perl is an interpreted language. What does it mean? You may have heard somebody telling that Perl can be compiled to C or to executable, which is true. Somebody even may claim that Perl is a compiled language and was always a compiled language. And I cannot deny that, because that's also true. But it's a very interesting thing that Perl is a compiled and an interpreted language at the same time. Why? So far you may have heard that there are either compiled languages or there are interpreted languages, and Perl is both at the same time. How is it going? Isn't it weird? No, it's not. Actually, Perl uses the best of the both worlds. It's interpreted, and therefore it's very easy to develop programs. It's very fast to start a program. There is not a long compilation process before you can see how your program works during debugging your code. You just type the text, save it, and then tell Perl to execute it, and it starts to execute almost immediately. On the other hand, Perl compiles the code before it starts it, but it's transparent for you and it's very fast, and it doesn't compile to machine code, which would really require a lot of CPU power. It rather compiles it into an intermediate code that it later interprets. So Perl does all the things that it has to do to be effective during compile time. It reads your source code and compiles it to a compact form that's very fast to execute. It does not evaluate all the times, all the strings of the program, all the commands, to understand again and again what it is. If it once understands it, then it stores the internal form and it doesn't need to understand it again. It only needs to execute the intermediate code. So whenever you want to write a Perl program, you can save it into a text file, and then you can just start it typing Perl space and the name of the file, and the Perl interpreter will execute immediately your program. Let's go on to the next slide. This is Hello World number 2. This is a bit more complex than the previous example was, which is not really amazing, because that was the simplest ever program, and as you learn Perl, you will see more and more complex programs. And if you look at this program, At first glance, you may see some weird things if you have never programmed in Perl or in Shell, for example, which Perl takes a lot of things from the Shell programming. For example, that variable starts with $, which for a basic or Pascal C programmer may seem weird. That strings are enclosed in between double quotes and single quotes. So, you know, in Pascal, strings are enclosed in single quotes, in C in double quotes, but there is no other language that uses both, unlike Perl, because Perl uses both and has different meaning. So this program runs and prints out, this is not a good day. And if you look at it, it may seem a little bit weird, because you see that the variable $d gets the string kakuk, which Hungarian means cuckoo, the bird that lays the eggs into other birds' nest, and it compares it against the same string, but even though it's not the same string. And in the coming slides, I will tell you how this program works and why these things happen. And by the end of this slideshow, you will understand why this program prints out that this is not a good day. So let's go on to the next slide, variables. You can see that the variables start with the sign dollar, the dollar sign, which is a special character. And dollar $A gets the value 123. This is an assignment. The variable dollar $A gets this value, and then it holds this value. The variable B gets the value 55, and the variable C on the third line gets the sum of these two values. So you can use these variables in expressions just as in other languages, and then later you can use it in comparison and all other things. It's very important to know, to understand that if you have to type a dollar sign before the variables, then there is no confusion between variables and result words. There is nothing like result words in Perl. You can have else, if, or while preceded with a dollar sign, and then these are good variables. You cannot do that in C. You cannot have a variable named else in C, because that's a reserved word, or if or while. But you can do it in Perl. So let's go on. This should be at this stage enough about variables, and we will discuss it in more detail later. So let's go on to the next slide, entitled strings. You can see, well, actually two different type of things in this program. Actually, there are five things, if I count well, in this program, but they belong to two different types. The first one is assigned to the variable D, and this is kakuk / n, enclosed between double quotes. And on the next line, there is a string kakuk / n enclosed between single quotes, and this is different from the first one. If a string is enclosed between double quotes, then this is called an interpolated string. This means that the special characters inside the string, like / n, are converted to their special meaning. / n means line feed. So the / n in this string, which you type as two characters when you write your program, when it's converted, when it's compiled to internal code, this is converted to a single character, to a new line character. For example, / r is a carriage return character. Also, if a string, and pay attention to this one, because this may be something very new for you if you have never programmed in Perl but programmed in different other languages. If there is a variable used inside a string, then this variable will be replaced by its actual value inside the string if it's an interpolated string. If the string is enclosed between single quotes on the other side, on the other hand, then it's not an interpolated string, and therefore the string quote kakuk / n quote and its single quote is 8 characters and is not the same as the same thing with double quotes. Therefore, $d, the variable d, will contain 8 characters, and it will not equal to the string in the comparison, and that's the reason why this program prints out this is not a good day. Let's go on to the next slide. Numbers. You see numbers in this program. There are several types of numbers that you can use in your program. For example, decimal integers, which are just 1234 as an example. You can have binary integers that start with 0b and then zeros and ones follow. If a number starts with the character 0, an integer number, then it's an octal integer. The starting 0 means that this is octal number. If it starts with 0x, like in C language, then it's a hexadecimal integer. You can have float numbers with the usual notation with the letter E, meaning the exponent, either upper or lower case, though in this example I only use lower case letters. And you can also have numbers specified inside strings. Whenever there is a string that contains a number, and there is a need for a number, because, for example, I want to add to it. There is an expression, and I add 1 or 2 or any other number into a string which contains a number, then this string is automatically converted to number. So let's go on to the next slide. This program is a liar, and why is it? Because the string kakuk / n is not the same as kakuk new line. The last characters are not the same, and this program prints this is not a good day. And this is not true, because this is a good day. Definitely it should be, because you have already learned a lot of things about Perl. You can already write a simple program in Perl, and therefore it has to be a good day. Let's go on to the next slide, the final one. Thank you for your kind attention. Let's go and try to write your first programs. And I hope that you enjoyed this presentation, and you will enjoy the upcoming presentations. Goodbye.